Hi, it's Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is quit something. Now, we're always taught that quitters never win, winners never quit. You have to stick to it and be persistent and persevere and start and finish what you started. But I think that is stupid advice and stupid way to think, because everything I've quit, it always turns out for the better. I think quitting is one of the most important things you'll ever do for your life. And find something to quit today, right now. I mean, why not? I mean, you will find that the more things you quit, the better off your life is going to be. And how can I say this? Well, because every time I quit something, it's something that I really, really don't want to do. And it's really a struggle to do it. And I really hate it. And it's tearing my life up. And the only way to stop ruining my life is to quit doing what I was doing. So you'll find that you have to quit and do a lot of quitting in your life. And you're going to start things and you're going to have to quit. And the sooner you quit doing things that aren't helping your life, the better off your life is going to be. But we're not ever shown this, right? It's so difficult to quit. And that's why your life isn't that good, because you are finding you can't quit and it's so difficult to quit. I mean, I think I talked about this before. I quit basketball when I was before my senior year in high school. I hated basketball, but yet I had played it for the previous 5 years. I was no good at it in spite of practicing all that time and going through all that massive effort of playing. And I hated it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the practices. I hated the coach. I didn't like going to the games. It was embarrassing, for one thing, because I was good at football. It wasn't that I was such a terrible athlete. I was great at football, but I sucked at basketball. So I went from being a starter and an all-star on football to riding the bench on basketball. I needed to quit doing something that I was no good at, that I hated, in order to improve my life. Up till that point, my life in high school had sucked because of this pain of playing something that I didn't like to play, which was basketball. So my senior year, I salvaged that year and made my senior year in high school something that I'm happy with now. I can look back at that fondly. The other 3 years, no, not at all. I would just as soon forget about those other years because of this stupid playing something that I should have quit at before I even started, or at least after it became evident that I was not good at it, not cut out for it, and didn't even like it. So that was like a wonderful thing I quit to salvage my life. Another thing I've quit is going to graduate school and studying a line of courses that I really wasn't that good at, didn't really like, and there's really not much need for what I was doing anyway. It's kind of a made-up thing. And, you know, I'm happier scaling back that engineering knowledge that I have to something that's more, let's say, real, that actually is needed, and there are jobs, and people do somewhat appreciate what I do. But I quit that, and it was hard to quit because I had been going to graduate school for 2 years, and, you know, I was supposed to get my master's degree, and, oh, you've made it so far, why are you quitting, and all that stupid nonsense. But quitting was great. Quitting, yeah, it's hard to quit, but I gave my letter and, you know, had to face the upper, you know, professors, all those hot shots, and tell them why, and all that nonsense. And quitting, that was great. Then I got a full-time job shortly thereafter and started making money and was able to have some sort of a life. See, when you're involved in this graduate school, you're not going to have much of a life because you have no money, right? You have no money, so you're not much of a life. You can't really do anything because you don't have any money. So I'll quit other things, right? I've owned 3 houses, and I quit owning them. And having a house is just a stupid thing to do for most people. Most people can't really afford a house. It just ruins your life. It's like a giant prison of your own making. So quit having a house. I mean, in all 3 cases, I've lost my, you know what, my shirt, right? And it didn't work out. Right, it didn't work out. And perhaps the biggest thing I quit was I quit, I'll get to the biggest thing. I quit, another thing I quit going to was church every Sunday. And I hated church. I always have, and I always will. It's just too long, and I hate going to something that I don't want to do. I just hate it. So I quit going to church, and I have no guilt whatsoever for not going. I'm sitting here, it's Sunday morning now, the normal time I'd either be at church or getting ready for church. But you see what I'm getting at? I quit going to something that I had to do every week. You know, as a kid, we went to church every Sunday, and the odd Sundays that we didn't were so sweet. It made Sundays so wonderful not going to church. And that's kind of what triggered this idea in me, is that how can I enjoy when I went to church on Sunday with my family? That Sunday was just pure misery. And the Sundays where we didn't go to church, it was so wonderful. So what was the difference? Was it my attitude? Was it something else? It was the church. It was going to something that I didn't want to do. Don't you see? Going to things you don't want to do ruin your life. It's your life, don't you see? You matter. You don't have to keep doing these things over and over and over again because somebody says you're supposed to, that they say you're supposed to go to every Sunday, and you need to go, and you have to go, and you're a sinner, and you're a sinner if you don't go. Turn that nonsense around and say, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go, and I'm going to see if I feel better about it. You may find you don't. You may find, well, you like going to church. You may find that it's good for you and you need it. Well, then go. I'm not going to stop you. I'm just saying, if you're going out of guilt, and if it's ruining your day, if it's ruining your week, if you don't have time to do what you really want to do, you got to quit that. Quit going to church and quit making yourself so miserable. I know I was a kid, we had to get up really early on Sundays to go to church because we wanted to go to the early service because it was shorter than the later service. And we wanted to have some day left because the later service took up the whole morning instead of just, you know, the early morning. So even my parents hated it and they still went out of guilt. But I think their life would be much nicer not going. I know mine is so much better not going. When I was married, going to church was extreme misery. Extreme misery. I had the bad marriage, and that really was the trigger. But there was just so much misery every Sunday, and I worked like the devil. Worked like the devil, get it? To let my wife sleep in on Sunday so we wouldn't have to go, and we'd have some chance of a good life. Some chance to have a nice Sunday where we don't have to get up, rush around like fiends, drive like maniacs through town to get to church on time, to be there late and get the scorn of the priest and the people who were there early, right, and squeeze our way in and sit there and listen to all the nonsense and all that stupid stuff that they spout off in there, and then feel guilty for not giving out enough money. And then have to go and sit around and eat donuts and drink coffee with people I don't really like and don't really want to be around and would rather just go home and do something that I want to do. So that was something else I quit. I quit going. I haven't been back to church since I've left my wife. I've got no real need, no real desire. My time is so precious, don't you see? My time is my time. It's my life, and my life is my time, my free time to do what I want to do. I quit going to that. And like I said, the giantest thing I quit was quit being married. Being married to the wrong person is going to ruin your life. It ruins your life like nothing else. Nothing else will ruin your life like being married to the wrong woman. You could go to prison. Going to prison would be so much easier than being married to the wrong woman. Because it's a prison of your own making, don't you see? You've walked into this with open arms and open eyes, and you still persist in staying with a woman you don't love, you don't like, who is wrong for you. Get out of that bad marriage. Get out of it now. Get out of it today. Get my book, How to Leave Your Wife. Think about this. This is your life we're talking about. Being married to the wrong woman, to a woman who is not good for you, that you don't like, that you don't love, that treats you poorly, in whatever way you decide you're being treated poorly, well, it just drags you back. It's like a giant hook grabbing you on the shoulder and pulling you back into a cave, into a prison, into a hole where you can't get out and your life is a mess. And yes, getting out of that hole of a bad marriage, it will be difficult. It's very, very hard. But you're not, you have to get past the idea of something being too hard to get to the better, okay? Once you pass that hardness, once you pass the difficulty, life is so much better. When you're a free again, when you're a free man, when you have each day more like you want it, your life can be good again. Your life, if you're in a bad marriage, your life isn't going to be good. Your whole life is going to suck. Everything about your life will suck with a bad woman in it. All right? You got to quit this idea of being married, thinking that it's, oh, it'll be work its way out, she'll mellow in time. I got married in the church, so I have to stay. All my relatives and parents are still married, and it's got to tough it out and stay for the kids, and all that stupid nonsense, okay? Forget all these other people who insist that you stay married for some reason other than your own happiness. If you're happy being married, good for you, all right? Good for you. But I don't think you are. I see hardly any evidence of very few people being happy in marriage. And there are some, okay? So I can't... It's not this whole brush, but I don't think there's that many. I think people need to be more free. I think they need a freer, better lifestyle by quitting things like these bad marriages and bad jobs and getting involved in all these groups and committees and clubs and sports and whatever and anything you gotta go to and have to see all the time that you don't like. You got to quit. This includes all these habits, right? Bad habits are something else you got to quit. But I mean the big things. Marriage, jobs, things you go to every week, like churches and clubs and sports and even TV shows you feel like you have to watch. Well, why? Why do you have to do anything that you don't want to do? It makes no sense other than for the ones who are telling you have to do it. It only makes sense when you think about, well, the churches need us to go to support them. They don't have a way to make their own money, so they need our money, so they force us to go. The more often we go, the more likely we are to pay, don't you see? The more you're told you got to stay in a marriage for the good of society, the more you realize that it's really society that wants you to stay married, not you. So you decide the way your life wants to be. You decide. You got to decide what to quit. And quitting always helps you. I mean, I can't even think of one thing I've quit that hasn't been better for me. And yeah, you got to think about your life. You got to dive into the details of your life. It is your life, right? It doesn't matter so much what your NFL team is doing, does it? I mean, I like the NFL. I watch the games. But, you know, if you really dive into it, you're going to see those guys on those teams and the coaches and everybody who works for that team, they concentrate on it and they become better because they're concentrated on what they're doing. They don't look at the fans and say, oh my gosh, what are we going to do for the fans? They say, no, what do we do to make our team better? Right? They don't look out from the field at the stands and say, well, what should I do to make the fans happier? No, they say, what can I do to help my team win? And then I do better, and I enjoy it more, and I don't get hurt, and I make more money, and on and on and on it goes. You quit, you got to go back and say, you know what, I got to concentrate on my life. What can I quit to make my life better? You know, quit something, quit anything today, and see how much better your life is going to be. That was Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.